League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
I'm a mess. I do my makeup in my car. Pulling up 6:30 when I told you 6 o'clock. What? I admit, I'm always about to fall apart. But you would never notice, cause I make you think I'm not. You say you know me, but you don't, but you don't, but you don't. Make it look easy. What a joke, what a joke. Looks can be deceiving, could let you see the real me. But I let you think I'm perfect.
Hey guys.
Well, happy Monday. It's like disgusting out, but it is fine.
We need the rain though, because I've been planting flowers. I've been gardening and my yard needs water, because I always forget that to have a successful bed of flowers, you need water.
It is That's important. Me. Yeah. Tell my inside plants that they're having a rough go of it.
Are they?
Yeah.
My mom's always like, all you got to do is water them. I'm like, I forget. I spend so much money on flowers, and then
see, I don't forget. Flowers, not my thing. Plants, my thing.
Really?
Yes. And like, I'm a recovering black thumb. It used to be really bad. Like, I used to kill everything. Yeah. I would go to the nursery and be like, what do you have that I cannot kill. Murder? Mm. And I'll never forget this one time he gave me whatever this plant was. I don't even know. It was probably like a philodendron or something that like is hardy. Mm-hmm. He's like, you'll never be able to kill this. I walked back in there 4 months later and this thing was dead as a doornail. And I was like, I took care of it exactly how you told me to.
And you killed it anyway.
Yep. I killed it anyways. I'm much better now, but it's still a struggle. Like succulents are supposed to be super easy. I cannot keep a succulent alive to save my life.
But they're actually really hard because you have to like barely the water. You know what I mean? You just do a spray bottle. But I've always been told they're easy. Oh, those are so easy. You just set them and forget them. No, because they turn brown and they get all crispy and there ain't no bringing that back. That's it. They're done. That's a wrap.
Yep.
Put a fork in them. Throw them out.
I have a huge string of pearls. Huge. I mean, this thing is probably like 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And she's on her way out and I'm struggling.
Pearls?
String of pearls?
It's like a necklace?
No, it's a type of succulent.
Oh, girl, I was like, what? What are we talking about? A string of pearls? I didn't even know that was a... I thought it was just a succulent.
Well, I
thought a plant was a succulent. That's it.
No, succulents are like the family, and then they all have different names.
Mm, I had no idea.
Wow. Okay, well, no wonder you're not good at keeping them.
That's why I don't have any in my house. I have all fake ones pretty much here.
Well, that's whatever. What I just started buying, but... Okay, so last night I was on TikTok rabbit hole, per usual.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the term chuggy yet?
Yes. Hold on. Don't tell me what it is. Someone told me the other day. It's the name for something we call. Hold on. Don't tell me what it is. It's something very common. And I said it. And they were like, oh, just to let you know, the kids are calling that the chuggy. I can't think of it. What is it?
The chuggy.
What is it?
It's so I guess it's like how you describe people that like something that's not in style. Supposedly, it's like a Gen Z term for millennials. It encompasses that girl boss energy.
That's not the word
aesthetic.
That I was.
And there was a bunch of stuff that they were talking about that's chuggy, like wooden signs with words on them. Chuggy. hold on.
Because I would like definitely call it a chuggy.
Chuggy.
Does it smell like that? There's something else. Is it a hot dog? They're called something. That's what it is. What is it called? What are they calling it now? Yes. Let me look.
It's not called a hot dog anymore?
Mm-mm. My friend messaged it to me. Let me look.
Okay. I don't know. But it's like, it's this whole thing. Like if you, basically it's shitting on things that like we grew up on. That
what
we like.
Is with these little Gen Zers or whatever they are? Yeah. Gen Zers.
With their
it's so rude.
Knocking our side parts and our skinny jeans.
Listen.
Fuck off.
Right. Who made y'all the boss? Honest. I'm like, who? Because no. No, thank you.
Well, and then I guess there was like a collective of people that made up the term. And so they're like, no, it's not about Gen Z versus millennial. It's about white girls. It's white girl on white girl crime. And like all this stuff, I was like, okay.
Mm-mm. Oh, glizzies. Hot dogs are now called glizzies.
I'm sorry, what?
Mm-hmm. I posted about a hot dog and when my face serum smelled like that, and my friend was like, oh, by the way, they're actually called glizzies.
Why?
I'm not really sure.
I can't keep up. I actually do think the term chuggy is kind of funny.
Yeah.
And like, I'll embrace chuggy, my chugginess.
I'll embrace the basic and I'll embrace the chuggy.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I will not embrace.
So we're chuggies. So chuggy's like being basic.
I think
embrace the chuggy.
Embrace the chuggy. Here we are.
Let's please name our episode that tomorrow.
Okay. Embrace the chug.
We might get some new Gen Zers, you know?
Yeah. They'll be like, oh my gosh. No, these girls are hip. This whole podcast is probably chuggy to them, if I had to guess.
Well, we do embrace all the influencers.
Apparently, like the Gucci belt is chuggy. There's a whole bunch of stuff that's chuggy.
So, okay.
The Neverfulls are chuggy.
Oh, I'm so chuggy to the core. It ain't even funny. Chuggy, chuggy, chuggy. Can't you see? Yeah, I am.
Wait, our photo should be of a pink train.
Chuggy. Oh, okay. Chuggy, 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 chuggy. Yes.
All right. But I am going to have to look up the glizzy.
Glizzies? Yeah.
That's just weird.
So for these TikToks, what are they doing with the chuggies? Are they just talking about them?
They're just talking about them and pointing out stuff that's chuggy. So they're like, if you like this, this, and this, you're a chug.
Let me tell you, I am a level 10 chug.
Yeah.
I am chugilicious. And I'm not mad about it.
If you're a Disney adult, you're a chug. If you wear jean jackets, you're a chug.
Sure am.
Decorative wooden signs, chuggy.
I'm chuggy and I know it. Bum, 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 bum.
Oh, that works perfect. Graphic tees. Graphic tees are chuggy.
So what do they wear? Actually, I've seen what they wear and it's terrible. They're bringing back all the wrong stuff.
All the wrong stuff.
Get not flattering. That.
Although I am kind of excited for, although I don't know what they're going to call them, but what? Gauchos.
Okay. We talked about this a couple weeks ago. I'm not mad at certain ones, but I did have some with like these huge belt loops and you wore the big plastic belt with it.
No, absolutely not.
I know.
No.
But with like the cute prints and then like Spencer has a hole in her lip and she keeps pouring water all the way down her face, basically, and her boobs. You're such a chuggy, please.
At least I don't have a white t-shirt on.
What t-shirt contest?
Hey!
Something's so chuggy. but... Dang, what was I saying, y'all? Crap.
Sorry, you were talking about how you would like gauchos.
Oh, so yes, I would definitely love to have like some type of a print, you know, something like that with like a wide waistband, the smocked waist. I'm super into like shorts like that right now. Very flattering. Now, gauchos like that, I'm down. I won't be chuggy about those.
A gaucho jumpsuit actually the other day. And I was like, damn, if I could pull off a jumpsuit, that'd be real cute.
I love jumpsuits. I love overalls. Do I have a booger? Oh, you were just wiping your lip. Okay. Sorry.
I was wiping some of the water off my face.
Okay. Sorry. You were doing like that and I got a little bit of cold. So I didn't know if you were trying to be discreet.
No, you're good. So
you want to jump right in?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go for it.
I do that every week now. Some water splashing in case.
If I can remember which one was the cheers, I would press it.
Oh, it's this one. Turn it up. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Welcome, chuggies. So Better with Chardonnay. She had a Victoria Emerson jewelry collab. Did you see this? They were super cute, actually.
I did not see that, but I did see that she has a Judith March collab coming up.
I didn't see that one. Yes. And I love Judith March. Too.
I'm indifferent.
I was trying to see her. She had really cute names for the Victoria Emerson, which I know you said you were a big fan of them a long time ago, huh? Like before it was
forever.
Before it was
ago.
Like super chuggy, you were like on
before it.
It
was super chuggy. I was into Victoria Emerson.
People are like, stop using that.
I liked Victoria Emerson, when I like first got into them,
like look at her.
She was selling them for like $149 a bracelet, but they were always BOGO.
Oh, okay.
Always BOGO.
Got it.
Yeah.
See, look how cute hers are.
Those are
cute. I'm loving all of the.
Ooh, I really like that one with the leopard band and the like turquoise.
Uh-huh.
And the pink and white with the gold.
She wore one the other day. I want to say it was this one. And she was talking about how it wasn't. Yeah, it was that one actually. She was saying how it didn't like come across in photos the way it looked when she wore it. And I really liked it. Super cute.
Sometimes when they're so light like that,
mm-hmm. It's hard to see the colors. Yeah.
But no, they're very
good for her. There's a lot of collabs going on these days. Except for with us. Are we not chuggy enough for y'all?
We're not. Or we're too chuggy. I don't know. One or the other.
What's her Judith March one?
I think it's up. I don't think it's out yet.
Oh,
I think
it's upcoming. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
And then.
Dang dog.
I know y'all. Maggie's on the table. Get off. Katie Roach has one with, is it Pink Lily?
Yeah.
She's another shooting one. That right now. Or last week she was shooting it.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of collabs and curated collections. And MB has hers. Did we talk about hers already?
No, I don't think we have talked about
hers. So she's got hers coming out. We might have.
No, we haven't talked about it on the show. I talked I talked about it on my stories.
Okay.
Because they were talking about how they wanted to do plus size clothing.
That's right. Yep.
But it's so difficult.
Dang, I can't believe we didn't talk about that on our show. We suck.
But she's doing a collab with, oh my God.
The local, I know I can't think of it's on the tip of my tongue, which doesn't count.
It's a pun. What is the name? Anyways.
Is it a pun?
It is.
Oh, I don't know. Well, anyway, I think that'll be cool. Did you see like some of the preview of like the vibe she's going to have? It was really cute. She posted on her stories.
When did she post it?
Like a week or two ago.
Oh, JK.
You missed it. Gosh, yeah, you were working and it just gets in the way of everything.
I know. So rude. So Whitney Rife put up the most beautiful photos yesterday.
Oh, she did.
Yesterday.
Yeah, yes, I was about to say. I know. It feels like forever ago.
Damn.
Yep.
My days are all mixed up. But
it reminded me of an ad for like a Downy ball.
Yes.
And how smelly
they were
it would be.
So beautiful. So she did one carousel that was all about her and Beau, like so beautiful. And I have to laugh because there's one photo where she's like barefoot hanging laundry out on a line to dry, which like, let's be honest, she's definitely not doing that for real, but it made for the most beautiful photo. And Beau is like such a cute little kid.
So cute.
Oh God.
He is.
Anyways. And she's of course gorgeous. So like, so photogenic. And then the second carousel was like really, really sweet. And it's so cool. So it's this company called Beach Picnic Co.
Oh, yes. I saw that.
And I'm like, oh my gosh. So it was them. And then
her mom, her husband.
Yeah. Well, Froth and Bubble Mobile Bar Co. was the other one. They are like a mobile bar and they did this beautiful charcuterie.
That's
for
so
them.
Cool. Yeah.
And so, yeah, it was the family, like her parents. Mm-hmm. And then her and Sean and Beau.
I love the picnic
and their
beach
beautiful.
Things that are happening right now. There's a ton and I love that. I think it's so cute.
Well, I want to, Robbie and I got married in North Myrtle Beach. Mm-hmm. And so our anniversary is this month. And I'm like, wouldn't it be so cute? I can't do it this month because my weekends are like crazy.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I want to go do like one of these beach picnics and like have you a
should.
Photographer and
that'd
like just come
so
do like
cute.
A really cute photo shoot like this for our anniversary anyways.
That'd be really cute. So we got to get you in for so your hair beautiful. Appointment first and get you all done up and get you a sexy little number.
Yes, for sure. The roots.
We'll de-chugasize you and you'll be ready to go.
De-chugging me, please.
Yes. Well, you know, I don't know. Did you add this one, the Uncle Joe and Witswims, or did I? I did it. So obviously we had posted on our stories last week. Yeah, it was last week. We are trying to set Uncle Joe and Witswims up. So she went on the dating escapade last weekend. Gosh, these weeks are running all in. It was last week we talked about this.
It was last week.
And she had the dates that she had set up and they went to the pool and they like hung out and all that stuff. So we are trying to set up Uncle Joe, which is Maddie Nelson's brother. I know y'all know
who
he is.
I did some of my best photoshopping work.
It was so good. It was so good. So Uncle Joe, like, what are you doing? What is you doing? Slide into the DMs. Maybe he has and we don't know about it, but
I mean, if he has, we need to know because we got to keep tabs. We have a reputation on the line as matchmakers.
Right. And people want to know. We need to ask the right questions to deliver the right information. But they would be really cute together. So
they would TBD. Be very cute. And everyone has their type, you know? So yeah. Like Uncle Joe.
I feel like they're Whitney, each other's types.
I think so too. But, you know, maybe they're not. And Uncle Joe, if you have a different type, then you need to let us know.
Well, Maddie's going to do a bachelor thing. Maybe like, I wonder if she's going to do like the Danny Austin one. Because that was really cute. So, Maggie just almost fell. So maybe they're going to do it like that. And maybe that's going to be one of the dates. Who knows? But they would be really cute together.
They would.
You have our vote. Not that it matters. But when y'all get married, we want to be invited to the wedding. Thank you.
And she's a hot commodity. I mean, those other guys, they were lining up. So don't waste your time. Okay. Erin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
I had heard of her. I didn't follow her before. Yeah. I am following her now.
Okay.
Her little kitty Duchess has been missing. It is like her whole world, pride and joy. And she cannot find this cat anywhere. And it is so heartbreaking.
And the cat's been missing for like how long now? A week?
At least, if not longer. So, and I missed the beginning of the story to find out how the cat actually went missing, but they're selling their house and they're moving. And I think that they had left the house for a showing and then the cat got out at some
point. No.
I think. I'm not 100% certain, but I thought that's what I was gathering from context here. Mm-hmm. And I just am like so heartbroken for her because I know that feeling and it's a horrible, horrible feeling.
No, that is the worst. Oh,
and cats, it's not like losing a dog. Yeah. Cats have very specific behaviors when they get out, you know, they're not like a dog that's going to come when you call them. And so she's working actually with a professional cat trapper and also a professional cat finder. And
I didn't even know there was such.
Yeah. And so the cat finder was out of town, but she was helping her over the phone and giving her tips and like telling her what to tell other people and all this stuff. And so it's just like been really sad to watch. And every day I check in, I'm like, please, somebody have found Duchess. People are seeing her, like they're reporting sightings of her.
Of a cat?
Yeah.
And no one can get her. Oh,
no, because you can't approach her.
She'll run.
And so she shared on her stories a bunch of stuff that the cat finder was telling her, behaviors that they'll do, like that cats will go. It's almost like a hibernation state where they can go like 7 days without having to eat, drink, go to the bathroom.
That
anything.
Is nuts.
I text MB and I was like, you need to go watch Erin's stories right now in case one of the puds ever get out. And like she's sharing a lot of helpful tips.
Yeah. I saw Amber Lancaster had posted about it and I was like, what the heck? And then I don't follow Erin. What is she from? She was on something.
Big Brother.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. That is so sad. I lost Bailey. Actually, I didn't lose Bailey once. Someone lost Bailey once for like 6 hours and I was devastated. I mean, seriously, animal lovers get this, but like when you lost your cat recently, Pop of Pippi, Shannon lost her cat. Like it is so devastating because then you're just thinking like, what if something got the animal? Or remember when Jessica Simpson lost Daisy?
Many possibilities.
Did you ever see that?
I did.
I can't. Well, I hope she finds the cat because
I do too.
That is so sad.
One thing that I thought was really sweet is a bunch of people were Venmoing her and you know just money for whatever.
Okay,
I think it was like buy yourself a coffee, or Chick-fil-A, or something. Because she's pregnant too. So it's like she's doing all this and she's 14 weeks. And that's like, so obviously much stress. That's a lot of stress to have on a pregnant mommy.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lot of stress for anybody, but then she's already got kids. She's got a whole farm that she takes care of, you know.
Where do they live now?
Austin.
And where are they moving to?
I think they're staying in Austin. I think they're just moving houses.
Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Gotcha. But anyways, she went on stories and she was like, listen, thank you for, you know, all the Venmo. Yeah. She's like, I feel like it would be weird of me to keep it. I don't need this money. And so she put up a box and people could vote which rescue to donate it to.
That is so cool.
I think she ended up donating it to like the Austin Humane Society or something like that. I love that. That's sweet.
Yeah.
But yeah, but hoping that she finds Duchess.
Yes. So y'all go watch our stories if you live in the area so y'all can find Duchess because that I can't imagine. Okay. So Lauren Powell, we have talked about her before. Oh my gosh. Probably a year and a half ago.
A long time ago.
I brought her up. I randomly came across her and she's from North Carolina. So
is she?
Mm-hmm. She went to UNC, I do believe. And now she lives in LA and she's the one that would always drink and then like take her blood alcohol level. And it was just so funny, so her funny. And her husband. Well, now she is a seltzpert, which is a person with vast knowledge of hard seltzers, a seltzer expert.
I feel like I could be a seltzpert.
You could. Well, she came out with this whole clothing line now of it. I mean, this is like her thing.
Brilliant.
This has turned out to be her brand. And when I tell y'all, this girl gets so many different ones. Sorry, I have an itch in my throat. So sorry.
Her grimy child passed a cold to her.
Yes, for Mother's Day, Fisher gave me a gift card to get my nails and a pedicure and a cold. But I have an itch. I'm so, so sorry, generous. Y'all.
Do you want some? Oh, you have wine.
I have one.
There you go.
You know.
I'll give you some of my water. Okay, well, seltzpert, like, I want to know what the prerequisites are. Like, can I be a seltzpert?
Yes.
Because
it's anybody that has a ton of knowledge.
Okay, well, I'm in. I found my new calling. I'm on strike
right now with, like, White Claw right now.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry, y'all. I know it's annoying. But her videos are really funny. I have to go get water, so you're going to have to carry this.
She's dying. But no, you really should watch her video because it is, like, so cute. It's so funny. Hold on. I'm going to try and find her thing. Oh, well, you know what? Screw it. We'll come back to this later. So Chloe Troutman, I don't know if any of you guys, you guys know I'm like reality TV freak, but Chloe Troutman is from Siesta Key. So on Siesta Key, she was always known as like the troublemaker, the shitster. She was always getting like into everybody's business and meddling. And now she is... I don't know. She came across my Discover page the other day and it was almost like she went under this like awakening, this like spiritual.
Who is this?
Chloe Troutman.
Oh my God. She's from, whatchamacallit?
Siesta Key. Siesta Key.
Yes.
Yes. So
I saw her name on the list and I was very curious. I'm not dying now.
Okay. So I was just telling them that she's like a meddler. Like that's what she's known for. Like being a shitster and getting in everybody's business and like, she was always on the outs with somebody. Like every season of Siesta Key, it's like she rotated friends.
Uh-huh.
I said the other day, she came up on my Discover page and she came up for this like wellness retreat thing. And
like she's running this
with like another girl or working for, I don't know. But I was like, okay, well, this is a whole different girl. She looks gorgeous. She lost some weight.
Okay.
Her skin is looking clear and beautiful. Up. And it seems like she's like back in with
Is she like
Juliet.
Happy now?
She does. She looks happy.
Okay.
As I said, it's like this spiritual awakening.
Good Anyways, for her.
What is today? The 10th?
Uh-huh.
On Wednesday, the 12th, her new blog debuts, Concept by Chloe or something like that.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm super curious about what the blog is going to be and if it's going to be like all of our typical bibs or if it's going to be more about whatever this other
new thing is.
Yeah. I don't know, but Chloe
okay, can we go
like,
back to Lauren really quick too when you're done? Sorry, I thought you were done.
Oh yeah, no. I was just going to say Chloe's like one of those characters on reality TV that like I don't think you're supposed to like them.
She's good
but
TV
I always
though.
Liked her.
Yeah, she's good TV because like you said she was kind of like always in the mix of everything and she was the victim but not. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Like
she also was not afraid to say the shit that everyone else
and
wouldn't,
yes, you know? Yes, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm here for that. No, I loved Siesta Key, P.S. And isn't it so weird how like LaBev and what's her face or like
Kelsey.
Friends? Kelsey, yeah.
Yeah.
Also, Kelsey looks totally different now too with her dark hair. And
she always looks different. She's always tweaking something.
Yeah, she's tweaking.
And the new season starts soon, so I'm really
Does excited. It? I haven't watched it in like a year or so because
I don't think it's been on for a year
too old,
or so.
But you know.
No, we're not.
It's good TV.
It's chewy and I like it.
Although Siesta Key is like not really that show, so that's fun.
True.
You know, it's different. Okay. But what I was going to say about Lauren is she's just so funny. And I love like her and her husband, like totally supports her, plays into the humor. They have the funniest little videos. She is, how do I say this? Extra in all the best ways with this stuff. Like they do extravagant things. I don't think I can talk about her anymore because I'm dying every time I do. But love you, Lauren.
Wipe away a tear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she's super cute. Okay. You had on here a new bib that you wanted to talk about.
Who is
somebody?
Itty-bitty?
No. Oh, no. Who's somebody that I actually already follow and I love him dearly.
Oh, okay. So I came across him. MB shared him, right? Recently?
Yes.
So he is so cute. Let me pull him up really quick. Farm Shenanigans. So MB was trying to get him to 100K and I clicked on his page and literally in like two different videos, I was like, okay, I'm sold because he is so precious.
He like, is. He is so him. Sweet.
And his style is like on point. I love it. So I do.
You know, the table, it used to be the coffee table in her apartment.
Yeah.
That it has like the wood top and then the antique white.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So everyone used to always ask her where her table was from and she could never tell anybody. Well, Wes owns a shop called The Nested Fig.
Okay.
And he sells the table.
Wait, why couldn't she tell people?
She didn't know he had the table.
Oh.
She had this table and then he messaged her and was like, I have that table in my shop. Like I sell that.
Oh, dang.
Yeah. But his shop, The Nested Fig.
It's local to Winston, right? I'm guessing.
No, I think it's in Greenville.
Oh, you're right. It is in Greenville. Huh?
But anyways, they have super cute stuff. And it does remind me a lot of Fiddle and Fig. Like that kind of vibe.
I'm looking it
except
up now.
I think like a little more shabby chic.
Okay.
But he is just, he's adorable. He is I really
so
love
cute.
Him.
You know what I love about their page for The Nested Fig is it's so clean. Like, look at their feed.
It
Holy
is
crap. I love this. You know why? Because when you look at it, you're not searching a busy photo trying to figure out what it is. Like if you want the chandelier, if you want the plant, if you want the lazy
very,
Susan, whatever.
Very
I
shoppable.
Love that. Yes. Yeah. Dang, we need more of that in our lives. No,
but he did hit his 100K.
He did hit his 100K, which is awesome. And while we're on the topic of farm and new people, so the other day, me and my girlfriends went to a vintage market days thing, and it's something that they do every year. They come to Raleigh and they go to the fairgrounds, which Spencer, you asked me about it. We bought tickets a long time ago, or I would have told you just to come.
I tried to go yesterday, but I spent too many hours trying to catch kitties.
Oh, dang. Well, next year we'll go. You'll go with us. But we bought tickets. We bought VIP because you have to get there early or you're going to miss out on like good stuff.
Yeah.
But it's all like vintage, like home decor and
it's
farmhouse.
So
it's beautiful.
Cute.
It's so cool. So I got like a new porch sign. I got just random different stuff. But
how choogy of you.
I am so choogy and I'm proud of it. Okay. I might even be Wendy being choogy. I don't know yet. I might change. But there's a girl, I was watching their stories like the day before so I could like get my eye and see what I wanted to shop because like all the different shops would show you like their setup. And there was a girl that popped up that is, she's a North Carolinian and I'm pretty sure she's North Carolinian, but, itty_bitty_farmhouse is her name. And she was there and her feed
it's
is
so
right
cute.
Up my alley. Like I love, it's like boho, it's farmhouse. It's got like the neutral colors, real like plants, the greenery. I don't know. Her feed is so like, as soon as I pulled her feed up, I was like, oh yes, this is my kind of girl. And she was there. I was hoping I would get to meet her, but you know, with face masks on, you can't like see anybody. So
yeah, you can't tell.
It was hard, but, she's so cute. And like I said, I'm pretty sure, whoops, sorry. Just like pulled her feet up. Pretty sure she's from North Carolina, Charlotte maybe. But isn't she so cute?
Yeah.
You're looking at her feet over there.
I was like, I love looking at that. Cause she is very farmhouse.
Yeah.
Like, very shabby chic farmhouse,
mm-hmm.
which I like to look at it. I don't like, it confuses me because I like the style, but then I don't like my house like that.
But you have a little bit, you have like pieces that are like that. But well, that's just it's it. Not over. Yeah,
because I'll get stuff and then I'm like, this doesn't fit at all.
Yeah.
Like, why did I do this? So, yeah.
Because don't you have like a big mirror / window pane rounded thing in your dining room? Am I making that up?
No, you're not making that up. I am so that's taking like farmhouse, that down and getting rid of that, I think. Okay. Well, I don't know if I'm going to get rid of it. I really love it. And I looked forever for that piece. And I couldn't find it anywhere. Anyways.
Okay. Well,
not to make it all about me.
But, well.
But to make it all about me, I love that style. Well. It's really cute. So, speaking of all white everything, Miss Laura Beverlyn signed off of IG. And I have to say, I'm so proud of her for that.
Yeah. So I saw after you added it to notes, and they're going on vacation. That's somewhere that they've wanted to go and they just want to focus on each other. But did she say for how long this is going to be?
No, she said from what I remember with her post or her stories about it, they both came on stories, of course, and said basically that it was their 12th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And
they've never done that, right?
They have never 100% signed off of Instagram.
Yeah.
She said, we're shutting everything off. All social media, emails won't be answered. She's like, this is...
Is her social media still there or did she like delete it temporarily?
No, it's still there.
Oh, she's just not posting anything. She's not probably taken off her phone.
She's not answering anything.
But y'all can still shop her Like to Know It. And if you look at all her posts, it's not...
Probably.
But I mean, good for them.
Checking out. And you know what? Here's the thing. Any other job, you have PTO. Mm-hmm. You have time off.
Yep.
Instagram, if you're an influencer, especially at that level, she's got 1.1 million followers.
Yeah.
You have to sign off.
You have to.
I have like 12 followers and I have to sign off.
Yeah.
Like, it's okay.
Social media is addicting and it's 24/7. It is available 24/7 for you and for your followers. That being said, I think some people strategically share things on vacation knowing people are going to ask you for your Sunny's link or like whatever it is. And you're strategically, it's marketing and you do it on purpose. Right. It's just like showing a rug, but really your brand new shoes are in the frame of it too. And you know, people are going to, hey, we get it. Kudos to the people though that like truly genuinely know that they need to just let it go. Like It's time to sign off. You know what I mean?
And for her to like never have done this before, she said it's like a dream vacation to a place that they've always wanted to go. And good for them
because they want to get pregnant. They have a lot going on. They've been through a lot. And look, I'm not a LaBev hater, but I'm also not a LaBev lover. They are just very like in the gray for me. Good for her. Like I give her mad respect for that because that is truly living in the moment and being able to enjoy your husband, the time, if it's somewhere that you've never been, everything doesn't have to be about content. And I'm guilty of that too. I'm super choogy when it comes on vacation too. I love that I'm using this sentence. You should have never told me that word. I'm so sorry, y'all. I know you hate me, but I'm just trying to be the choogiest of the choogies. So
just wait till you're using it with your pillow face filter.
Right? Oh God. Sorry, y'all. No, but I think that's awesome for them and they deserve it. She deserves it. She's built a huge following and I'm sure her people are going to more than support that. And all jokes aside, the good thing is about this industry, you can still shop the links and they're still going to get paid. And I think that's so cool. I really do. I was talking to someone recently about how not in a lot of jobs can you personally make commission for something that's working for you. And this is a job that if you put in the hard work and you do it, and I'm not saying you don't have to like always do work, but like the Jen Reeds of the world, the bigger names, eventually you can throttle back a little bit and people are going to trust what you're selling and they're going to know that you have good recommendations. It's legit. And they're going to shop your links. And that is awesome. Like what other job can like you still make money from your Like to Know It or your links and stuff?
It's like passive income, but not passive income at the same time.
You worked hard for it. Yeah. And I think that's really cool. So
cool.
And the LaBevs, like, do they really need money? They are rich.
They are rich. Reach.
And if y'all could give us any tips on like how we can do it, that'd be great. Rich. Yeah. I'm trying to be rich.
Right.
And my Like to Know It ain't cutting it. So therefore, whatever. But anyway, good for them. MB and Mama Deej, did you catch the stories for Mother's Day? And went, oh my gosh, no. You did it?
No, because Mother's Day sucks for me. I know. And I usually just sign off of social media. Okay. I don't like to look at everybody's stories and posts and stuff. So I just sign off for the day.
All right. Well, I'll fill you in. So MB took her mom to get her hair done. So Mama Deej has new hair and it looks so good. But
that wasn't
so
on Mother's
good.
Day. That was before.
The day before,
I saw,
maybe.
Yeah, I saw that.
And then she was going to take her on a shopping spree. You could tell that Mama Deej was living her best life. Aww. She done got that icy blonde.
Yeah, she looking good.
I know. She was over the red. And so she got that done, which I love. They have such a cute relationship. They remind me a lot of me and my mom, just like how sassy and like spunky it is. But then also like, it's okay if your mom gets on your nerves, you know, a little bit, but it's a love. Like, no, I don't know. I can't explain it, but they're really cute. And Mama Deej is literally the most precious human. She is so genuinely so excited and happy over everything. And that even makes it better. Mm-hmm. So there's their little mother day. Their Mother's Day was really cute to do it that way.
No, they really, Deej is like a little precious angel baby who needs to be protected at all costs because she is the sweetest woman.
She really is cute. Truly. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Did you have something to say or
no?
Okay. Do you have anything to say for yourself?
No.
Okay. So Jen did a question and answer sesh, a Q&A, I guess is what the Chukies are calling it. I can't stop laughing about this. And so they went on a trip and so she just did a Q&A, I guess on their, plane ride home or something, but she was saying, let me find that. I have multiple screenshots. She was saying, hold on, y'all. I suck at life. Okay. So she did one where she was like, are you going to do another Abercrombie line? They're going to do a Mommy and Me, both boys and girls. Did you see that? Which I'm super excited about that. And then someone asked, thank you for being here with your smile and upbeat personality. And she's like, thank y'all for being here and being so kind and uplifting. She shares a lot of fun things. And when life gets busy, I'm not good at sharing so much. Forever grateful. She has built a community that's like super strong and just, I feel like her followers are like loyal. Like some followers are just there because they're hate following or lurking, whatever. Her people are there because they're her people. But during the Q&A, someone asked her, do you ever get tired of the materialistic aspect of Instagram and influencing? And she put 100% yes. This is why I don't do near the amount of try-on sessions that I used to. For years, I would do them almost every day, and then I would post additional outfits in my feed twice daily. I know that there are people who love to see try-on sessions and a plethora of daily outfit options, but it can easily become overkill, and honestly, it's just not that relatable. Even now, I don't share near as many clothes, and I still worry it's too excessive. I will say, scaling back in this area made me enjoy my job so much more. And then she said she turns down about or over 95% of those. Simply put, we don't watch TV for the commercials and y'all don't watch stories for ads. This doesn't mean I don't love being able to partner with my favorite brands. Da, 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 da. Anyway, I really loved that because she's exactly right. During commercials of a TV show, it's annoying when you're watching someone like people, like I was just saying, her followers are there to see her. They have grown to love her family. Kyle, they always got some bomb recipes. Did you see yesterday's?
No.
Oh my God. I don't know what this, I don't like queso, but I probably would have ate this. It was a pan. I've never seen anything like this before. And they had like a clump of cheese, a clump of like onions and tomatoes and spices and all this stuff. And they put it in the oven and then they mixed it. Have you seen this before?
On TikTok.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That looked so bomb. And I was like, dang, I want to like do that for a party or something. But people are there because they've grown to love her. And I love that she's that in touch because she's exactly right. We have talked about the excessiveness. We have talked about getting on Instagram and all you do is see just outfit option and this and swipe up for that and swipe up for that. And it's just like, especially now, maybe 2020 being a turning point of like, we're not really doing anything. And what's the point?
Yeah.
I don't know. I really enjoyed that Q&A and some Q&As are just obnoxious.
She shares a shit ton of clothes. So I would hate to have seen, I mean, maybe it was like before I started following her when she shared way more.
Yeah.
But because I still think she shares a boatload of clothes. But I also hate.
You don't like try-ons.
Try-ons.
Yeah.
I hate them. I think they are the most boring, painful thing that you can post on your stories.
Really?
I hate them so much. I don't know why.
It depends on someone's style if I like it or not.
But I understand that like it serves a purpose. And
yeah.
It's probably like, okay, I like watching people play with fucking slime and crushing and crushing plaster balls.
You like the ASMR.
And I do. And not everybody's into that. And I get people like ASMR.
Yeah.
I mean, like try-ons. Mm-hmm. Probably the same reasons that I like watching somebody play with clay.
I mean, if my favorite Instagram account and I had to pick, it is not try-ons by any means, but I do enjoy the ones that I can like relate to their clothes. But she, like I said, she's exactly right. I mean, it's not relatable to get on and just sling clothes every which way. You know, there are those repeat offenders that have ad after ad after ad. You know, it's
she
just a lot.
She doesn't have a million Mm-mm. followers because people like watching her ads. They like watching her.
Right.
So the fact that she is so in tune with her audience, which I think is one of the things that makes her one of the greats.
Yes. Yeah.
That says a whole lot about
her. Someone asked about something that she wants to branch out, and she said that there are currently three different business avenues that she's interested in pursuing, and they're not fashion related. I am very curious to seeing. Yeah. And then she said Kyle's working on some too, like some different things.
I could definitely see being like interiors, something for
her. I think
her.
A home decor line, mm-hmm. maybe. But anyway, I really enjoyed her Q&A. Like I said, some Q&As are just very like eye roll, but I liked that one. And I think she was going to do one more blogging related too, because she said in one of her slides, she would eventually, or maybe, wait, I don't remember now if she said eventually she would like to do this, or if she wasn't an influencer, she would be a consultant to help people build that type of thing, which I think she'd be really great at it. She's very likable when it comes to that kind of thing. So I think people would really take good note from her. Do you know what I mean? She has great
information. I mean, she's information. Obviously very smart. She knows mm-hmm. what she's doing. She knows what she's talking about. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I think she could probably be of great use to other people.
Yeah.
Maggie is tearing at this bear. I just moved it because I
that is Pawpaw Bear.
I know.
Oh my God, y'all.
She was suckling on his nose.
Was she really?
Yeah, look at his nose.
I have a bear that is made out of my dad's work shirt, y'all. It's actually, hold on, what's in his pocket?
So cute.
I will die if it was like, oh, it's a $5 bill. It's a fake $5 bill. It's a felt $5 bill.
There's your stuff
it's
in his pocket.
So cute, but it's like a memory bear, y'all. And someone on Etsy made it. This is not my swipe up, but I'm going to tell you about it anyway. And on the heel, it says, this is a shirt I used to wear. When you hold it, I will be there. Love, Papa. And it's made out of his old work shirt for Fisher. And Maggie
so
was
cute.
Chewing on it. I'm going to need you to not,
she
honey.
Wasn't even chewing at it. She was like suckling at his nose. It was creepy.
Maggie, get a life.
Rude. Okay, so on our stories this week, we put up a question box asking about small bibs, which, listen, we love to promote new girls, up-and-comers. Like, mm-hmm. it's fun to watch people grow.
Yeah, it is.
And there's so many people trying to break into the industry.
So,
I mean, so many.
Many
people. We're always hearing about new people, and people send us names and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, it's not just us ass kissing. But I did want to call out some of the names of girls that were suggested that we shared that I really liked their feeds.
Okay.
So XO Morgan Haley. Mm-hmm. She's a Nashville girl, plus size Nashville girl. And she is so cute. Just a fun personality, it seems. Lakin Fitch.
Oh, I did see her. She was cute too. Yeah.
She is real cute. So loved her. There was a couple cool like interiors. Via _ Justine. Yo, this girl, now she's humping Papa Bear.
Maggie.
Get your horny ass out of here.
You're so gross.
If she's not farting, she's humping.
Y'all, my dog is so ratchet.
Okay, Chewy. So Via _ Justine, Loving Grace Home. That was another cute one. Let me see. Stylish Sista, Sista.
And we'll tag all these so y'all can like re-see them. because sometimes when we share them, it's a lot.
Maybe there were so many good ones.
When I tell y'all that there were hundreds of people submitted to us, and we don't want to, like, it's so hard because how do we pick? Do we do the top 10? Do we do 30? Do we do all of them? It's a lot. You know what I mean?
Honestly, it's hard to keep up. Like,
it is.
Usually we're trying to repost these girls as they come in.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the time you go and get a screenshot of their feed and then go back to try and find their name,
it's so far down. Yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe next time.
I mean, we'll ask y'all, like, the randomness of it. We know which names we share.
Yeah, but what I was going to say is maybe we'll do like 10 and then we'll do it again, you know, the next week. Maybe we need to do it a little bit more frequently and not do as many, because I do think if there's like 30, I think it loses its luster a little bit and people just kind of get like, oh, okay. But I love that not to toot our own horn, but I'm a very aesthetically pleasing person to the eye. So when I see someone's feed, I know like, oh yes, I want to follow them, or not my style. And I feel like
we shared 24 girls.
Okay. Yeah. So I feel like if we can either do 10, maybe we'll ask y'all on stories, like how many y'all want to see. And that way it's not overkill for y'all. And it doesn't take away because y'all are like exhausted from seeing it. Right. Does that make sense? Spencer, what are you doing?
I was reading names.
I feel like a teacher. I was talking and seeing her face was just this blank. Like, hi, Spencer.
I was just scrolling through.
You can do two things at once. I can't, so.
Oh, no, sometimes I can't.
Like right now.
I was listening, though. I promise. But no, I agree.
But anyway, maybe we'll ask y'all and just kind of see what you want, because obviously, again, we want to make sure we're giving them the appropriate. And thank y'all for even shouting out me and Spencer. We had a couple of those this week. So
that
was very nice.
You know. Bibs, a.k.a. not Bibs.
Ass kisser, Bib wannabes. The huge. The chewies. Oh, crap. Chizzy. What was it called?
Chugies.
Whatever. Same thing. Tomato.
All right.
Okay, so the final thing.
Yes.
We know why y'all are really here.
Yeah, so we put up our question box that I actually really like doing. I think it's really fun to see what people,
because we don't see
want to hear about.
Yeah.
So we put that up, and really we probably shouldn't have put one up this week, because I think that
it was obvious.
The two things that we got overwhelming responses on was the Courtney Shields engagement.
Yep.
And the Amber Massey drama.
Yes.
So we'll start with Courtney.
Okay.
So very exciting for her.
Yeah.
I mean, engagements. I love love. So
I love love. I love love too. How long have they been dating? I honestly don't know.
How long have they actually been dating, or how long have we known about him? I think I want to say she told us about him in February. Do you say February or February?
Ew, February. Are you kidding me?
Just saying.
February. My friend Shauna, I love you if you listen to this, which I don't think you do, but I'll tell you to your face. You know how like when you're no longer married, what is that called?
Divorced.
She calls it a divorced. And I'm like, no. Why are you saying every syllable? Like, I feel like she divorced. She's like, well, they're getting a divorce. And I'm like, I feel like it's divorce, but I'm no pro. But
there's something else. Wait, what were you just saying? Divorce?
Screw.
What I say? Yeah, literally.
Well, I'm hacking over here. I'm really sorry. I know someone's going to have something to say about it, but I'm really sorry.
What word were we saying before divorce? Oh, February. Oh, that makes me giggle. No, but I think February. And I think that they announced their divorce.
Bitch, get out of here with that. I can't.
I think they announced that. What was it? June of last year?
Mm-hmm. Was it June? I don't remember. Man, time is just like, you know.
Either way, I think what we're getting at is that
it was quick.
It seems to have happened fast. Mm-hmm. I think she was like, when you know, you know. And I think that is true to an extent. But my grandmother also told me to spend all four seasons with someone
before
I decide whether or not I wanted to be with them forever. And I think that's smart, because people have, like, you know, seasonal depression.
Hello, me. Guilty. I got that.
And then I don't know, but they do seem like head over heels for one another.
You know, okay, this
from
is
what the thing. We're shown.
Yes, I was gonna say, obviously Instagram is a highlight reel. That being said, whenever they have storied together, A, he's very comfortable on camera with her. So yes. Obviously there's a lot of comfort behind the scenes. Do you know what I mean? Like Mike is comfortable on stories for like 1 second because he just hates it. But it's like, he's comfortable in that situation because he's like comfortable in our life and our relationship. But if we had just started dating, he would totally clam up. I feel like for him and Courtney,
I think his career might also play a part in like that comfort level.
Okay. Maybe.
I mean, I think he has like tech and digital companies, right?
That don't mean he wants to be on camera. What I'm getting at is what I'm getting at is they're obviously very comfortable off camera. So it translates very well on camera.
Yeah.
But maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But it was quick. Obviously her ring is gorgeous. I personally love the pear shape. One thing that I thought was really funny is people were like, you're not going to share. I guess people were asking maybe for the carrots, which is huge.
Like it's obvious. It's big.
Okay? It's like five carrots, right? Someone had guesstimated it's 5 carrots. Okay. More carrots probably than Peter Rabbit.
Yeah, because she's got pretty small fingers, I'm sure. So
yeah,
it's always hard to judge without knowing ring size. But yeah.
Yeah, but people were like, because she said that's not her vibe. And people were like, it's kind of your vibe. Kind of is, but it's huge. It's like a mini ice skating rink. It's gigantic.
Yes, it's huge, but it is beautiful. And you know, I like what? It. Congrats.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's, I don't have anything negative. If you're happy, you're happy. Like I ain't going to be mad. Like, I don't know. Like I said, they seem very comfortable in my opinion. Like there has definitely been situations where someone's dated someone and it's like, ooh, that is so awkward. And it translates like on stories or like whatever, or poses. Like when people, I mean, you see people criticize the way someone's standing with somebody and it's like, oh, right, look at their body language, whatever. I mean, they're very comfortable.
And so we've all had that friend too, that like
for sure
goes 0 to 60 in a relationship. And mm-hmm. I don't know how she, obviously we don't know how she was before Alex. Right. So maybe this is how she operates. Maybe she does go 0 to 60 in relationships. Maybe that is her thing.
We'll never know.
We will never know. But congratulations to them. Congrats, I think girl. It's really cute. She was saying on stories that Kins made them like reenact the proposal over and over.
That was cute. Yeah.
And that's so sweet. And mm-hmm. you know what? You got to be a good dude to be willing to step into a relationship where there's a child.
Yeah.
And you know, that's a big undertaking, this especially for a guy that doesn't have kids of his own that we know
exactly
of.
Or that he knows of, whatever. This is the thing. People, you know, there's a lot of Courtney haters out there. It is what it is. And, you know, we're going to get the ass kiss and spiel, that whole mm-hmm. thing. But at the end of the day, like you said, I love too. I hope it's genuine. I genuinely hope that she is in love and that she found what she was looking for. I personally thought from the outside looking in that her and Alex had this great relationship. Obviously, they didn't because they're no longer together. But I mean, hopefully they are. Hopefully this is forever. Nobody right. wants to see divorce. You know, I don't, you don't,
no,
they don't, she don't.
And just like you just said, that's a perfect example. You never know what these people's real lives are actually like.
Right.
Everybody, that's the thing about like celebrity and reality TV, and influencers are no different. Like,
no one's any different. You're no different.
Right.
You're choosing to show what you want to. I'm no different. Right. Our people listening are no different. You choose to show what you choose to show. It doesn't matter if you have 5 followers or 100 million gazillion followers. But you show the good, the highlights.
But also, everybody thinks because you watch these people, whether it's them acting or them in tabloids or on their stories,
right,
that you know them right. and that you have a personal connection to them. That's a one-way connection.
Yeah.
The connection is not reciprocated.
They don't know. Justin Bieber actually doesn't know you. Okay. We know the Biebs and Haley, but like they don't know us. So they are perfect. Did you see that Jen and Ben are like back a thing? Bennifer?
What?
MB posted it. I saw it on stories today. Must be true. I read it online.
Obviously.
Us Weekly reported on it. Seems legit.
Well, some girl came into hot water on TikTok because she joined Raya. Is that the...
I don't know.
So there's a dating app that's like just for celebrities and like hot people, obviously.
Hot people? Who's the judge of that?
People at Raya. You have to apply to be on the dating app.
That is discrimination and I will not stand for it. I will also not be on Raya because I'm married. So
if you get divorced, there you
if
go.
I get divorced,
I think somebody actually asked Courtney if that's how she and Ish met. I think she asked if it was on Raya. Anyway, this girl went on and she matched with Ben Affleck.
No,
and then she like unfriended him or like unconnected to him because she, I don't know if she thought maybe it wasn't him. Am I confusing stories?
Actually, I feel like you're lying, but it's fine.
No, I'm not. Well, no, I might.
Okay. Here we go, guys. Buckle up.
I might be confusing it with another girl who was on Raya and she matched with Chandler Bing as a joke.
Literally don't know who he is.
From Friends? You never watched Friends?
Yeah, I did. Chandler's last name was Bang?
No, Chandler Bing.
That was Bing.
Yeah, Chandler Bing. That was his his name on the show. I forget his real name.
He'll always Frasier. No. I was saying Frasier's not. Joe. No. I mean, I said almost Joey. Whatever.
Whatever. Anyways, Chandler Bing. He'll always be Chandler to me.
Chandler, yeah. You should have just said Chandler.
Sorry. That's she fine. Connected with him as a joke. And then like TikToked it and was talking about it.
And it was real.
And it was him talking and she was like, but she knew it was real. She knew it was him, but she wasn't actually interested in him. She just like connected with him as a joke. Anyways, it was super mean. But I think I'm confusing the two stories. But somebody on TikTok.
This is how rumors get started. So I feel like.
But somebody on TikTok did connect with Ben Affleck. And then she.
It was J-Lo. I'm telling you.
And then no. She disconnected their connection. And he sent her a video and was like. Blah,
it's
blah,
really
blah.
Me.
No, he was like, why'd you unswipe?
Ew. I'm going to need you to have more like.
I'll have to find it. If anybody has seen this TikTok, please send it to me at Spencer So Basic. Because
we're not buying it. Just kidding. I believe you. I'm just saying for him, like, ew, who does he think he is? Ben Affleck?
I mean, Affleck. He's so hot.
Really?
Yes.
I don't think he's like so hot.
No, he's so hot in like a really damaged, fucked up kind of way.
I don't see it.
Listen, in
Bradley
high school,
Cooper, do you think Bradley Cooper's cute?
I dated a guy simply because he was on a tether and he had like that whole bad boy thing.
I can't with you. Oh my God. You know, sometimes we make bad decisions.
No, listen, the fact that I'm still alive to tell my stories is really a miracle.
It's a gift from God. You better act right.
It's something.
Straighten up and fly right.
Yeah.
Okay, Amber Massey.
Yes.
So obviously, yes, we've heard about this. We had messages
out the wazoo.
Yeah, a lot. And Spencer and I were talking about this because we wanted to address it, obviously, because that's what our podcast
is. I don't think there was any way for us to not just
say something.
Acknowledge it.
Yeah.
You know, I think we don't need to recap it. No. If you follow influencers, then you have heard the rumblings and you know what's going on. And we've heard all the rumors, the Yeti cup, the blah, blah, blah. We don't know. We haven't talked to Amber. We don't know the facts. And quite honestly, I'm not really interested.
Yeah.
She did get on stories and address without addressing. It's like she addressed the elephant in the room, but never actually made mention of the elephant in the room.
Right.
And all I gotta say is I don't follow her that closely, but I really empathized with what she was saying.
Yeah.
You don't know the kind of damage that like childhood or family trauma can cause or when it's going to rear its ugly head or, you know, what's going to trigger it. Sometimes you don't know those things. And if you've never been in counseling, which it doesn't sound like she has until this point, maybe
she's
has
going on
and
Monday.
Hasn't
oh, today.
It.
She went today for her first visit in person. She was looking for, I think she said she was going at noon, which is great. But you're right. Like, you don't know. You don't know how it's going to come out, when it's going to come out. The situation is something that will, I don't know that we'll ever really know. And
not that it's anybody's business.
That's what I was going to say. It's so hard because, like, yes, we like to spill the tea and information and we're all interested in it, but like, why are you interested in it? For the best interest of that person? Are you interested just to like gossip about it? I mean, it's a whole thing and we
don't
know.
Nobody talking about it is interested because they give a shit
for the right
her.
Reason.
I mean, let's be honest.
Touche.
You know, it's hot goss. You got that TikTok girl who's making videos about it with all the same stuff that like is already public knowledge.
That's what I was going to say. All she's doing is regurgitating everything that we know. So that's also not, but that being said, and I'm not a PR, I'm actually a PR nightmare. So like, hi. I feel like the way that I would just want to like put it out there. It is what it is. This is whatever she feels comfortable sharing, which maybe that's all maybe that's what she was comfortable sharing, what she did share.
Or but legal, I hate, you don't know the legal ramifications either. If she had to seek counsel
true,
or already, I'm sure she already has lawyers because when you have almost a million people following you on Instagram, I'm sure you have a lawyer on retainer.
Right.
And if you don't, you probably should.
Right.
But it's just probably advised not to say much more than what she did, you know?
Right.
And I thought it was really sweet that if this situation involved her husband, he was there supporting her. We just don't know the situation.
That's right.
And I don't really want to speculate on it either because
that's hard. We've been in that situation. Yeah. I think everybody's been in a situation where someone has speculated about you. And that also sucks because speculation is nothing more than just that. And it can be very damaging. And losing out on deals and partnerships and all that. I mean, this is her career. You know,
she also has 5 children.
Right.
Eventually, they're going to grow up and see and read the things about their mother on the internet.
Right. Which is so crazy that people do porn, but like this. I mean, seriously, these are things that keep me up at night. Like,
I mean,
Pamela Anderson and like Playboy, like your kids never. Okay, whatever.
I mean, I'm a very sex positive person, I like to think. Like, yeah, for sure. Support sex workers. Do your thing. I'm not going to tell you can't make your money however you want to make your money.
But is there not a but? There is a but in this.
There's lots of buts in the butt, out the butt.
No, she didn't.
Yeah, oh, we went there. No, but I mean, like, I think when you make those choices and then you have children, chances are you're not the type of mom that's going to grow up being super prudy.
Right.
Like, you're going to have a different relationship, a different family dynamic. I don't know. Like, I think like there are some families where like those conversations are like very private.
Oh, right. Very taboo.
Taboo. That's the word I was looking
for. You're welcome.
And then there's families like probably Pam Anderson, who I don't know is, those are very taboo topics.
I mean, everybody has seen every bit and piece of her, so.
And if nothing else, I would think as a parent that made those choices, you could also use those as examples for your children. Think Kim K. What is Kim K going to tell her kids?
Sweetheart, you're driving your Maserati because mommy got naked on video. Like, do you think your kids are going to hear? Probably not.
If you're going to make these choices.
Look, Chris is going to be pushing them kids. Yes. Look, Chris is going to be like, listen, what's the little girl at Chicago?
There's
West.
North.
West, East, and South.
Yeah, that's
Easton.
It.
That'd be really funny if they had North, West, Easton, and South. So it'd be like North, West, East, and South. What?
What if Easton?
What? Married North?
Yeah. They would be super cute, though, their babies.
Really cute. They would be.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Matchmaker, matchmaker.
I'll start photoshopping them together.
Oh, my God. Please do it.
I will.
But, I mean, Chris is going to be up there hustling it up. Whatever. I mean, got the job done. They are rich.
they are rich. I would like them to tell me how they're rich.
This is really good, by the way. So it's taboo. My smart water cucumber lime. It's very good. Speaking of porn and cucumbers.
I'm not into flavored water.
No way.
Yeah.
It's really good. Well, you like the bubblies.
That's seltzer.
Yeah, but it's still flavored water.
Yeah, but it's got bubbles, so it's different.
Burp while you're drinking it.
What?
It all bubbles. I just
broke it. No.
Fine. All right. Well, I'll swipe up.
Okay.
All right. You want me to go first?
Yeah,
so my swipe up is, so yesterday I had posted, I was running into Target because I had on a crop top with my shorts and no. So I went in to get, I was looking for a bodysuit, like a t-shirt bodysuit. I don't know why I do not have a white t-shirt bodysuit, but I don't. Couldn't find that. So my little Target ribbed neck haltery shirts. I was like, I can wear that. But I'm always like, especially while I'm working, because I use my arms a lot. And so throughout the day, your bras like tend to stretch out, or mine does, right? Okay. So the other day I wore it. And then by the end of it, my bra is like sitting halfway on my stomach. I found a racer back at Target, and literally I went in, I looked it up online, saw which aisle it was on, went. They didn't really have my size. I did end up finding the size that was closest to mine. Y'all, this bra is so legit. It's got the front clasp. It's a racer back.
I like yes,
me too. And it's got
they
like,
they don't usually work with my tig old bitties, but I do like a front clasp.
This thing was $15.
Nice.
Yes. Can you believe it? So anyway, I will link it up, but it is so amazing and it fits really nice. It doesn't like tug and pull. It doesn't squeeze anything. I'm very picky about my back and squeezing and all that kind of stuff, but it has just enough lace on the back. It's not lacy on the boob part of it, the cut part of it. It's very smooth fitting. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I was very impressed. And again, it was Target for $15. So it's a win-win.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I am like a makeup
guru. Fiend.
I wouldn't say guru.
You are when you want to be.
When I want to be. I have this like bad habit of collecting lipsticks because I always think I found the perfect color.
Right.
And then I get it home and I'm like, it's not really the perfect color. Like I have probably 22 different reds in my lipstick drawer. Yes.
Mm-mm. Who do you think you are, Taylor Swift?
I wish. She's also rich.
She's also rich. Hi, Taylor. Let us know.
Anyways, but I do believe that I have found the perfect nude. Everybody thinks it's Charlotte Tilbury, but...
No, I'm not a big fan of Pillow Talk. Sorry, unpopular opinion, but I don't like it that much.
I tried Pillow Talk. I do like it. I'm not going to say I don't like it. I do feel like this is the perfect nude.
What is it?
It is the Urban Decay, the Vice Lipstick,
okay,
in Stark Naked.
Oh.
And it is just a beautiful, creamy nude color.
So that's almost more of like, flip it around. So that's kind of a little bit more of that taupey, like brownish base, which I would like that. I don't like them too pink. I'd rather a little bit more browny than pink.
See, and I would actually like it a little more pink.
Than brown?
Than brown.
You don't want doo-doo lips?
I don't want doo-doo lips. But I feel like I have seen a couple other people wear this color.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks good on everybody. Like, I feel like it is one of those nudes, kind of like the Pillow
I'm
Talk.
I'm going to trust you because you know you do know what you're talking about with this. So if I buy this, I'm going to be mad. I'm going to write all over your car with it if I don't like it.
That's fine. You can leave me a 1-star review.
I love nude.
She has bad advice on lipsticks. 1-star. but it is like a very soft, creamy color. It's matte, but it's not a drying mat.
Okay. All right.
I absolutely love it. It has vitamin E in it.
Hmm.
It has aloes in it, like jojoba and avocado oil. So it's like a really hydrating matte lipstick. And I got the Stark Naked liner too. So it's the exact same shade liner.
I love that because I'm not a fan when y'all got some dark liner on and the light lip, like stop. You look like my aunt. I can't.
Nope. Me either. And so the lipstick is, $19 and the liner is $22, which really not that bad price, especially for the lipstick. Good lipstick. I love it. And
I
had some pretty good staying power, especially I always like to fill in my lips with the liner.
Okay. So do I. I do a little bit on the sides and then just the little middle. I did learn that from Jesse James Decker, but it's fun.
Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
Anyways, that's my swipe up. I'll put it on my like.
Good. Tonight. Yes. Wow. What a show. We've been talking. Ooh. So
this is a good This one. Is a longer one.
Sorry,
we knew though coming in that it was going
to. We had a lot of topics to talk about.
A lot
of ground to cover.
But as always, thank you for tuning in with us. You can subscribe on iTunes, leave us a 5-star review. If you can't get enough Bib News and Tea, you can join Patreon at the Miller's tier for bonus episodes. You can follow me at Spencer So Basic.
And you can follow me, Wendy, at Wendy Being Basic.
And don't forget to hashtag embrace the basic.
Bye, guys. Covering my problem, you know.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.